This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached out to the chief ministers of four northeastern states, Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, offering full support as the region battles severe floods and landslides caused by heavy monsoon rains. Rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities, are working round the clock to help those affected. With more rain expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Six northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain triggered by depression in the Bay of Bengal. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives since yesterday. The Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 7 days. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Rainfall lashed several parts of the national capital in the evening, bringing much-needed relief from the heat. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in southern peninsula India till Wednesday. Similar conditions are predicted over northwest and north India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today claimed that the BJP is aiming to form the next government in West Bengal after 2026 assembly elections. Addressing a rally at the Netaji Indoor Stadium in Kolkata, Mr. Shah strongly criticised the state government and pointed to the post-poll violence, infiltration from across borders, corruption and a rise in crimes against women as signs of administrative failure.
A Mahan Bang Bhumi ko! आज घुसपैठ भ्रष्टाचार स्त्रियों पर अत्याचार अपराध बम धमाके और हिंदुओं के साथ दुराचार का केंद्र बनाकर रख दिया है यही बंगाल में चुनावी हिंसा जिसमें चुनाव के वक्त सैकड़ों भारतीय जनता पार्टी के कार्यकर्ताओं को मौत के घाट उतार दिया गया
India's firm and resolute crackdown on cross-border terrorism in response to the barbaric terror attack in Pahalgam has won global praise. Denmark's top diplomat became the latest proponent of India's war against terror. Freddie Swain, the former Danish ambassador to India, described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a true defender of India and also welcomed India's diplomatic offensive to expose Pakistan globally. Swain, in an interview with the news agency, said India has shown that it has grown as a global and very, very important player and that it can take action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with President of Asian Development Bank Masato Kanda in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India's rapid transformation over the last decade has empowered countless people and we are working to add further momentum in this journey. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. India's gross goods and services tax or GST collection crossed the 2 lakh crore rupees mark for the second consecutive month in May. According to data released by the Union Ministry of Finance, gross GST collection in May stood at 2.01 lakh crore rupees, which is 16.4% higher in comparison to 1.72 lakh crore rupees collected in May 2024. Continuing their positive momentum in Indian markets for the second consecutive month, foreign investors pumped nearly 40,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital market in May. The International Crimes Tribunal Bangladesh chapter today issued warrants for the arrest of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal in a case filed over alleged crimes against humanity during the July-August mass uprising. A 3-member ICT bench passed the order after accepting the charges against them, including the former general of police. In French Open tennis, men's doubles third round match of India's Yuki Bhamri and his American partner Robert Galloway is underway against the American pair of Evan King and Christian Harrison. And that is the end of this news bulletin.